Yes, here we
Love
go.
Talk Radio.
On the other side is John Dilly of DEF CON Saucers.
Uh-huh.
Good evening, John. How are you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Papa. Papa.
I got you.
I forgot about that. I forgot about that. That is
oh,
the,
man. Oh, how you doing, man? No, man, it's been a hell of a week. How was your week?
Oh, let's see. What did I do? Nothing.
I never want to ask these things, but I figured it was a nice thing to ask at the moment.
Welcome to the show, everyone. We are here again. And, John, you're not going to believe the international news I have to tell here shortly, but welcome to the show.
Have we become an international incident?
Oh, my God. You're not going to believe what the fuck I'm going to tell you in just a few minutes. But
Why not now?
John, how long have we been doing this damn show? It's called
right.
Tease. But before we move along.
Oh, come on. Everybody loves me.
We are going to have a guest tonight. And what always cracks me up is someone actually wants to come on our show.
That's amazing.
Times after being on it, like, I think she's been on here like three or four times, but
however,
Bridget Purdy is, however what?
This is the first time we're now R-rated.
That is true. Because before we had to,
it opens up the world to hurt. Or world of goodness. Depends how you look at it.
she's got a new CD, and she's my favorite blues singer. And, well, we'll talk about it later. But before we go to our guest,
yeah,
I guess I'll go ahead and break the news. This is freaking unbelievable.
What do you got?
You know that I get all excited because we have international listeners.
It doesn't take much to make you excited. I get that, but that's fine.
This is going to fucking blow your mind. Okay. I've been doing this show for almost 7 years.
I tell you to blow
years,
my mind, but I am married, so.
Well, okay. Well, I am not even going there. Okay, so I've been on the show for almost 7 years. You've been doing this, what, 5 or 6 years?
Five,
is that right?
Five or six. Yeah.
All right. So we have been building an international audience.
It's amazing, actually.
And, John, first of all, let me ask you, what country has been our number one listening audience for these last 5 or 6 years?
China.
Oh, no, not China. The United States, you ding-dong.
Well, of course.
Anyway.
No, shut the fuck up. No. All right, I thought you meant like outlanders, like outliers, like the ones that,
well,
oh, my God, we have Italy this year. Whatever. You're killing me.
But get this. Okay, so up until this past week, the U.S. listeners have been about 60 to 65%
wait a minute.
Of our listening.
Wait a minute. They fell from grace?
Unfreaking believable. United States is still the number one listening audience with 46.2% of the listening audience, which means our international listening audience is now 53.8% of our listeners. This blows me away. And wait,
stop calling. We don't have your cat.
guess who the number one country at 22.2% of our listening audience? Guess what country is now 22.2% of our listening audience?
Latvia.
Close. Russia moved into the top state at 22.2% of our listening audience, which means...
You know what that means?
Either the, you know, what?
We're in serious collusion, baby!
We are in collusion. I mean, either...
We're
going to
be on CNN
market.
In a minute. We're going to have Rachel Maddow with the goiter. We're going to have her talking about us. Oh, that'd be great.
Either the U.S. market is dwindling and they don't like us anymore, or the Russian market is growing. 22.2% of our... listening audience in total 53.8. Let me just read these numbers.
Well,
this
no, you know, cool.
Okay.
No, you know what that means?
What?
You know what that means?
What?
Oh my God. Oh, that means they're selling our shit black market to people. That means there's like VHS tapes or cassette tapes of our recordings. They're selling in the black market. That's all about Russia. It's all black market stuff. It's great stuff. Oh my God, this is great.
It's freaking amazing. So, I went through the numbers.
I got to pose
with
Putin by a bear. This would be great.
I just wonder if Putin is listening. Wouldn't that be freaking awesome if Putin is listening to our show? But anyway.
That'd be great if he called in.
We couldn't understand.
I'll tell you what. That'd be a national incident. You want ratings. Ho, ho.
Does anybody out there know what the Russian word for bacon would be? I should have looked that up.
Give me a second.
Look up bacon. But while you're looking that up, China is 7.4%, Canada 2.1%, Greece 2.7%, Norway 2.1%, United Kingdom 2.3%, and this is the one that always cracks me up. Bangladesh.
Here you go.
Oh, what? What is
bacon? In Russian. You ready?
Yeah.
Bikun.
What is it? Say it again.
Bikun.
Bikun?
Bikun. Bikun.
Bikun. Well, they must like Bikun in Russia.
I wouldn't rap on you. Yeah. Wiki.
Anyway, I think it's just amazing. So now our international audience is bigger than our United States audience.
That's
which
crazy.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
In a way, it's good. We'll go meet up with Putin and down in Tashkent in one of the black ops facilities. That'd be fucking awesome. That'd be cool. I don't like the guy. I hate the guy. But hey. Negative press. I mean, look at Trump. Trump's approval ratings are actually going very far up right now because the whole thing. Everybody slams him so much. People are like, the guy's holding in there. That's great. Like Putin, be the same fucking thing. We have to bring some.
Big one.
To him. But hey, we can do that.
Well, it just
maybe you drink it with a Baja.
So, folks, if you want to be a guest on our show, which I don't blame you if you don't want to be, but if you want to be a guest on our show,
you're going to be famous.
You will be famous over in Russia, at least 22.2%. What?
And do you know that when Russia put up the first satellite, the Sputnik thing, do you know that thing actually friggin' beeped? Even though nobody could hear it. They put a beeper on that motherfucker. Even though nobody could hear it, they put a beeper on that motherfucker.
I just saw a thing on Netflix about that this past week. You know that they put a dog. Well, they were the first person to put a dog, first country to put a dog into space. And the poor thing burned up as it took off from Earth. And
yes.
They lied.
I know that.
They
I know that story. Our monkey survived.
Yes, our monkey survived. But
and the thing is, though, the monkey survived. But would you want to have that monkey's demise? Because that thing is now stuffed and put into the Aeronautics Museum. This poor monkey, he survived. He went into space. We brought him back down. He died. Then we stuffed the motherfucker. And now he's standing up as a stuffed thing. It's like Trigger. I mean, Roy Rogers, okay, I know you loved your horse, but really?
What, really?
Really?
All right.
Did you have to stuff your horse? Oh.
Yes. I know maybe our listening audience could give a damn, but when I saw the numbers this week, I'm like, shit, we're international and more people listen overseas than they do in the U.S. Anyway.
Hey, that's because we are – no. The thing is the numbers are rising overall. And that just means we are now worldwide. We're bigger than Wayne's World. Wayne's World, Wayne's World. No, we're better than that. We're bigger than that. We are what we are. Oh, that was like a Pat Benatar song, wasn't it?
And we don't know what we are, but we are what we are.
That was like Farm Aid or Despot Aid or whatever the fuck Aid it was. Ugh.
You know what? I just realized I should have downloaded Michael Jackson and all that. That we are the world, because we are the world now. Do you understand that?
Well, I do, but I think it would have been all you have to download is a and that's all you have to download.
All right, so that's out of the way. So do you want to tell the listening audience in Russia and everywhere else around the world what's been going on with DEFCON?
Okay, comrade. Okay, we must go to Chatham, New Jersey. Okay, we set up tomorrow. Oh, you got, don't look at this. I got this. I got Superman. I got American Superman with the Russian. Okay, we set up tomorrow for the Fishawak Festival in Chatham, New Jersey. It's a festival. A lot of people come. I sell my products. You buy. You like to buy. The buying is good. We sell lots of product. You come to see me. It is a Chatham train station on Morris and Essex line on the train station line. It's the line that takes you to where I am. You come, you buy stuff. There's plenty to do for family. family has very good time at Fishawak Festival in Chatham, New Jersey. You come, it goes from 8 to 4. The festival starts at 10, goes till 4. We are there at 8 because we are working people. We show up at 8. I sell my product to you. You come down, you buy a product before people come. You get early discount of nothing. But you come down, you buy my product. And we will see you tomorrow. It's supposed to be a nice day. It's supposed to be a very Orwellian day. It could be a little cloudy like it is in Motor Russia. It could be very cloudy. It could not be. We do not know because we do not know. So you come tomorrow, you see me. I saw you wing sauce. And there it is. Was that good?
You kind of went from Russian to almost a Middle Eastern accent there for about 2 or 3 minutes.
Well, the Middle East is the one I went to bacon.
By the way, I've got to correct you on something because last week we talked about our Middle Eastern audience. And
yes.
By the way, Saudi Arabia was 2.2% of our listening audience, but you mentioned Egypt last week, didn't you? Did you realize you were wrong there?
No, actually, you mentioned Egypt before I did, because Egypt, they've always been in there in the ratings.
Yeah, but Egypt is in Africa. They're not in the Middle East. Just want to correct you.
Okay, like I give a fuck. Okay. Yeah, okay. So Morocco's not part of the Middle East. Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, they talk like ying. Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that. Dude, are you kidding me? Come on. The Tut died a little while ago. They're part of the Middle East. Give me a break.
Malaysia was 1.6%, and Vietnam, which cracks me up, was 1.5%. But you know what? We lost South Korea. Weren't listening last week.
Oh, no, they're in talks. They're busy. They're in talks with Kim Jong-un, whatever you want to call them. It's fine. They're busy. Those people are busy. Now, you heard about Anthony Bourdain, huh?
Oh, man, that's one of my news stories. What
no, I'll tell you what. Well, that's
news?
One of your news stories. I don't give a shit. No, that's fucked up. Okay, the guy, okay, he's major left-leaning dude. We all know that. He would go to other countries and talk bad about what we're doing and say, whatever. The guy had fun shows. I enjoyed watching them all for years. I mean, years. He had the Parts Unknown show going on. Why can't I find out how he died? Did he shoot himself in the head? Was he a pussy and just took some pills? Or did he do himself like David Carradine, do the auto asphyxiation, and all of a sudden got lost track of the necktie? I mean, what happened?
That's exactly what I'm waiting for. Because Kate Spade.
They hit it. You can't find it, dude. You cannot find how he offed himself.
Yeah,
it's like hidden away. So Rachel Maddow was the first one to tell me that a lie about like Trump's wife. I can't find out how Anthony Bourdain offed himself. How did he do it? I want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. Come on, Rachel.
I'm sure that TMZ will find out. But, that blew me away this morning. But I don't get these.
Being in the food business for a decade and a half now, I've met people who have actually hung out with Anthony and who have been places and blah, 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 all that shit. And the guy was, I mean, he was a smart guy. You got to give him that. He's a smart guy. I mean, he knew what he was doing. Very good writer. Did all that kind of stuff right. But the guy in person was a total freaking douchebag. He was. I've been told that by a half a dozen people who have met him in person, whether it be during a dinner thing or they had a few beers together. What a guy's like a total douchebag.
But I know I was thinking about this today. I was like, is it too soon to rag on him? I mean, it's not.
I just did. I open up the gates. Feel free to rag.
By the way, if you'd like to call in, 714-242-5272, if you want to rag on anything, including that, you're welcome to call in. And anyway, we should probably proceed with our guest tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was one of my news stories that I was going to talk about later, but,
that one hit me because I'm in the whole food thing, and that one was like kind of, wow, I've watched this guy for years. I did. I mean, he had a good show. I can't knock him for that. I didn't believe in all the way he thought and all kind of shit. He was a good writer, but in talking to many people over the years in the food thing, he was a douchebag. But It's gonna suck. He has no new shows. I hate the guy, but I love his shows.
Well, he just started his new season, so I'm sure there's gonna be some freaky story coming out by TMZ.
I was like David Carradine. Jesus Christ! I mean, he was grasshopper. He could pick up the freaking pots with his arms, but he couldn't take the necktie off his neck off the freaking out of the closet. It's like, oh, come on, really? Come on! This is the Death Race. I saw you in Death Race 2000, dude. You were unstoppable. You're kung fu, dude. You're grasshopper. And then he just offs himself like that. That's stupid.
Snap the pebble from my hand, grasshopper. Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
okay.
Grasshopper. You must take the necktie from my neck, grasshopper.
Let's go. Well, before we bring on our guest, I've got to get warmed up for this.
Now she's terrified.
You do know that she is like my favorite blues singer. And for her to come on our show, like, I think this is the fourth time. Whatever. I can't believe she shows up. But before we bring her
on,
about
me,
I'm
dude.
Warm up.
It's all about me because she knows I'm married and I'm safe. I it's all about me.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm gonna warm up. I'm gonna warm up the crowd because this is what you're supposed to do with my favorite song of hers. And then we will bring on Bridget to
she
talk about.
She does have a very nice voice. I will give her that. She's a sweetheart.
Yes, she is. I'm going to play the song. The song, of course, is called I Just Want to Make Love to You. Oh, by the way, before I play the song, I just remember. I was supposed to make a shout-out, and if I don't do it now, I'll forget. I'm going to – a shout-out to San Antonio, Texas, to Shotgun and Pistol. And Pistol is Elizabeth. And they're listening. This is their first time virgins for the show, John. So I'm saying a shout out to them.
Call in! Just all you gotta do is call in! We'd be happy to have you.
All right. I'm gonna play Bridget's song. I Just Want to Make Love to You. We'll be right back with Bridget. Hang tight. Don't go anywhere.
To work. cook my bread. Yeah, I don't want you, baby, to make my bed.
That's good stuff.
Bridget is joining the show. Good evening, bro. I guess it's good afternoon from California. Hi, Bridget. How are you?
How are you? I'm honored to be on your show and even more honored that you said I'm your favorite blues singer. Wow.
Oh, the best.
Well, why wouldn't you be?
Well, you made my day. There's a lot of great female artists out there and blues artists. Well, so it's an honor that I would be your favorite.
Now, let me tell you. What's the name of your new CD? What's the name of your new CD?
The name of my new CD is entitled Still I Rise.
Okay, let me tell you that song, yep, that's what it does for me.
You know? Oh, God.
I did take note that you changed your rating. I know, I'm already warned. I'm warned. That was a warning. Hello, we changed the rating. Ah, shock.
Oh, my God. That song, Bridget, that song, I won't go into, like, gory details here, but holy cow, I could listen to that song all night long and probably go all night long.
Frank, you know what it is? You know what it is about Bridget? She just sounds so cute on the singing. It's like you can see her, and it's cool. It's really cool.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
By the way,
you humbled me. That's not easy to do.
I humbled you?
Yes, you did.
Okay, how did I humble you?
You did.
Just by
the voice.
Me interviewing you.
You got one of them Bernadette Peters voices. It's a good one. It rings true when you sing, and it kind of brings it home. That's a compliment.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Not a problem at all.
I appreciate that. Real.
Now, Bridget, I have a question. First of all, what is my new nickname you have given me?
Oh, God. Oh,
well,
I got to hear this.
Okay. I'm a G-rated. On an R-rated show.
So he's Bambi.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, see, because Frank had told me that the first time I was on his show, he said that I sounded like sizzling bacon. So
we got a word for bacon. I got it in Russian tonight.
Sizzling bacon. And so now I have to call Frank Mr. Sizzle.
Mr.
No, you don't.
Sizzle.
No, you don't. You call him Mr. Flapjack.
Wait a minute.
I love that.
Mr. Flapjack. It's like when they took IHOP and they make it IHOBBLED. Mr. Flapjack.
Okay. Mr. Flapjack.
I am going to change my name to Mr. Sizzle on the website because I just
don't do this. Don't do this. Oh, you're embarrassing me.
You could say Frank Price, a.k.a. Mr. Sizzle.
I love it.
Oh, stop it. You're feeding the ego. This does not end well for anyone on the radio.
A radio DJ with an ego, somebody in the entertainment field with the ego, I don't know about that.
He drinks his own ego. He does.
Let go of my ego. Let's talk about
let go of my ego.
I saw what you did there.
Okay. I know. We might have to change his name.
Let go of my ego. I do like that. That's funny.
Let go of my ego. That's hilarious. You know what? I could see that on a T-shirt right now. You've got the waffle.
Don't encourage him.
And the sizzling bacon on the side.
Don't encourage him. Do not encourage him.
Let go of my ego. Okay, Bridget.
Let go
he hasn't had
ego.
Running water in his house for a month.
This is about Bridget, not about us, John. So we need
Hello,
to
this is about me.
Yes, this is about you. Okay, first of all, let me tell everybody,
yes.
BridgetPurdy.net. There's a website here. You can yes. click and go mm-hmm. to her website, and you can get her new CD, which is called...
You can get my new CD.
Still I Rise. Okay, yes, I did get your new CD, and I love the music. I have to ask, though. Okay, and we're going to play Still I Rise. I like that song, but... There seems to be a religious overtone, undertone, whatever the word is, to some of your music.
Really?
It's like religious things going on here. Am I wrong?
You know, I am very strong in my faith and solid in my faith. So I would say yes. You know, when I walk into the room. All of me walks into the room, you know. My spiritual, my intellect, every influence and every experience that I've ever had walks into the room with me and into the studio. So all those influences are just going to be outpour for me if I am being true to who I am.
Yes,
because
and you always
an
have
artist,
to be.
I have to be true to who I am and how I was created and what I was created for. Just trying to live the truth, not necessarily the dream.
No, never leave the dream because the dream never comes true. The truth always does.
Yes. Good point. Whoa, we are getting
deep. Look at that. We get deep on this program because of me, not him.
John, that would have been
a great one, Mr. Sizzle.
No, it would have been a better line if you said it like Yoda. Say that like Yoda. That would sound much better, John.
Me?
Never.
Well,
no,
I'm,
John.
I'm only 5'1". Oh, I see.
Oh, dream.
Okay.
Dreams don't come true.
Okay.
No, never live the dream. live the truth.
I noticed that there seemed to be some undertones or overtones in your music, a religious thing, and I'm not making fun. I just kind of noticed that
when
listening to your music. No, I'm just being curious. So,
overtones,
undertones.
No,
what
undertones. Overtones would be you're standing in the Vatican City and you're listening to the Pope sing. That's overtones. Undertones is what she is doing.
Okay, whatever. All right, so. Bridget,
I'm being honest.
Yeah.
The CD is out now, right?
Yes, it is.
And people can get the CD where?
Yes.
You know what? You can get it at www.dirtshackrecords.com. That's where you can get it.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. It's a great, great place to be, so you should check it out.
Very cool.
All right, let's play a song which actually does have some religious undertone overtones to it. It's called.
Okay.
Now, you don't know what songs I'm going to play, but I pick the ones that are my favorite. This one's called.
Okay.
Be
this
the
could
light.
Get scary.
Oh, be the
it's
light.
Called
okay.
Be the light. Yeah, I like this song. I feel like I'm sitting in a church service when I listen to this, and you'll see when the song is over, you want to stand up and say amen. So hang on a second.
This will do really well in Russia.
Do you want me to tell you a little bit about that song before you play it, or you want to talk about that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so, I really wanted an inspirational song to be on the album, something that felt like a great big hug. Or a joyful noise, and when you hear that song, it kind of makes you want to sway, and it kind of makes you want to say hi to your neighbor, kind of something, you know. But the words and the lyrics, which I wrote with Dave Ostie, are something that I wanted to leave. If I left this earth, what would I want to say to my children? So those lyrics came from.
That's pretty cool.
So it's an inspirational song for everybody, but I wanted to, if I left this earth, those were the things that I would want my children to know.
It's nice. It's nice to have a liner notes on a song before you hear it.
And you know what? It was nice. She let me pick whatever I wanted to play, and there was something about that song that I liked, and it spoke to me. So here you go. This is
good.
And finally, Mickey made him shower himself. Finally.
Yes, this is Bridget.
And he's healed.
So
okay.
I guess we'll play the song. Oh, okay. We'll play this. We'll play this song at Bridget's
funeral.
There we go. Okay, hang on a second. This is called "Be the Light."
Oh, yeah.
Now, isn't that very religious? And I was swaying back and forth.
No, dude, that right there, that's some awesome shit.
You liked it. I'm glad you guys liked it.
Good. The one line that got me was the hopeful recipe: be the life you want to be. That is what pretty much makes me and my wife plod forward in this hot sauce industry thing. It man, oh man, that was deep. Thank you.
Good. I'm glad. You know, when it's all said and done, you know, it's more than my music that I want to leave left behind. It's a message of hope and compassion and empathy and just to know
and
that
get,
we're
get your
all
head out of your freaking
together.
iPhone. Yeah, it is, because we've lost that. We really have gone astray from that, and it's people don't feel people anymore. They see people and don't realize they are people because you're so busy with your iPhone or your iPad or whatever the fuck it is. You don't realize that there's other people around you, that you're talking to a cyber thing, and it's kind of bad.
Yeah.
Well, I really like the song, and so you let me pick what I wanted to play, and I just did.
Good,
I'm glad. It spoke to me. So let me ask.
You done good, Tudor.
Thank you, Tudor. What have you been up to since we last talked? Is there anything exciting other than your CD?
Well, lots of going on. I was in Memphis in May. I just got back from Austin. I got stuck in Austin. I've been doing some recordings, some recessions. I am going to be singing at a private event with Ty Taylor from Vintage Trouble. I don't know if you're familiar with him. Ty Taylor, he's an amazing artist.
Okay.
I will be at the Women in Blues Festival in Denver on July 14th, which is my birthday.
Oh,
and
that's cool.
I know.
There you go.
I know. And then I will be at the Chippewa Festival in August. And in October, I will be at the Temecula Festival. So lots of really great, fabulous things happening.
You're a busy
now.
Little girl.
I'm a busy little girl.
October, you're going to be in Temecula, my favorite wine country?
Yes. Are you coming out?
I love. Well,
no, he never does. He has a hard time leaving his house.
Okay.
Maryland's full of crabs, and he can't get away from them.
Oh, kiss my ass. So, no, that is my favorite.
Those are terms of endearment.
That is an underrated wine country in Temecula. So what date are you going to be in Temecula?
I'm going to be there. Let me double check my calendar, but I'm pretty sure it's October 27th. So,
okay, so whatever hotel you're in, you're going to see binoculars from the other hotel. he does that kind of thing. I've been trying
to
wean him off of it.
I'll make sure
listen.
That I request a room with no windows.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, for our listening audience in the U.S. and in Russia, that is one of my favorite wine countries. It's underrated in Temecula, California. They've got, like, some of the best wineries there. So if you – Wilton Winery, I don't know if anybody's familiar with that. That's, like, one of my favorite wineries. So, cool. October 27th.
Uh-huh.
I'm writing it down right now.
Exactly. October 27th. Yeah, so you should come out and enjoy your favorite wine and your favorite blues artist.
There it is.
Cool. There you go.
Frank,
there it is.
Do something for a change. Get the freak out of your house.
It doesn't get any better than that. Okay. We're
no. You have been like said, you will show up here and you do that. That's what she said.
Believe me, dude. I have been on the road.
Believe me, dude. Yeah. Dude was my car. Yeah, I got that.
All right. Now, the next song I'm going to play, Bridget. Now, I also I make fun, but I get some religious undertones here with the title of the CD, which is Still I Rise. Now, what's the background of that song? What are you talking about there?
Well, the thing about it is every day, pretty much every day, maybe every other day, but we as people, we face many troubles, trials, and tribulations. I've had a lot of close people close to me who have had cancer or who have left this world because of illnesses or depression and divorces and just life, just some of the ugliness that life has to offer.
Something we all deal with.
Yeah, something we all deal with, you know, whether great or small or in between. We still have to get up every morning and we rise regardless of our circumstances. And we're trying to do the best that we can on a daily basis. So that's still I Rise. And the thing about it is I wouldn't necessarily say that some people would say religious undertones. I feel that I have a really strong relationship with and spiritual not necessarily just well knowledge, but a spiritual
you're calm with yourself.
I have a deep spiritual connection with the Lord, and I'm a lover of Jesus, and it's more than a religion, and I would say it's a relationship, and when I am weak, he is strong, and he helps carry me through a lot of situations.
Well, I really enjoyed the song, and it probably surprises you that I picked these two songs. They're not, you know, the Hoodoo, which, by the way, the Hoodoo is a great song, but I don't have time to play that, but that it's on the CD. And she's got some very upbeat songs on the CD too. But these two spoke to me, so I'm gonna play, which is the title track for the CD, which is called "Still I Rise." So everybody, hang tight, and we'll be right back to talk to Bridget.
Thank you.
Saw the terror in their eyes. I heard the distant voices cry. I felt the heartbeats everywhere start to die. Still I rise. Still I rise. If only people felt inside that some may have and some deny, and the sun looks the same on all sides of the world.
Fantastic song. I love that song. That is like you couldn't have picked a better song for the track, for the name of the CD.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Yeah, it was deep.
It was deep? Are you okay?
No, that's a compliment. That's a compliment.
Okay, good.
No, I know what it is. It's probably surprising to everybody that I'm not playing some of the more upbeat songs, and maybe it sounds kind of dismal, but I like these songs.
Did you say dismal?
Well, it's like, that's not right. For example, I just want to make love to you was the first song we played, and from there I've kind of brought the tempo down, but this is like, I think, Bridget, some of your best music.
Well, you bring
that's
the tempo down every week. It's your voice. I'm the one that I'm the helium for the show. I bring everybody up.
I really enjoy. This is like to me some.
Hello.
I think Frank faded out there. I think the crabs got to him.
I said, Bridget, this music is the best music you've ever done. That's my opinion.
Thank you. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
No, you've definitely got a feeling for your sound, which is good. You have to have that. If you don't believe what you're singing,
yeah,
don't sing it. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's true. There's a lot of truth in that.
There is. More than people take. Well, I just that was just a quip. But if you look into that, I've been saying that for years to a whole bunch of people. I've got, through the years, I've met a whole bunch of different, everybody in the music industry, from producers to singers to bandmen, everything. And just in my little short time on walking around this rock, and it's funny. The guys have always been told that if you believe what you're singing, people are going to buy the music. And if you don't believe what you're singing, that's stuff all nowadays, auto-tune and all that crap, it may sell. But it only sells because it's played 58,000 times a day on the mainstream radio shows. And it's pounded into your head. You have to buy this. It's music, it's original music like your own that sets it apart from that crap. And it's like real music will sell. No matter what it's about, and as long as you're true to the music will sell. And if you believe in it, it will sell. And hey, you're proof positive of that.
Hear, hear.
Yeah. And I would say, I would say,
I should have been a motivational speaker.
Everybody needs to go out and get this CD. The music is fantastic, Bridget, and I'm not kidding.
Thank you.
Normally I like haunting voices. I like those those like ethereal voices. You're not one of those, but I like it. I'm being serious here. It's like the young girl tone. Your voice is very high. It's a high pitched voice, and it sounds very very young. And you've got the feeling behind it, and it just does it.
Thank you.
I love
appreciate
it.
All those words.
No, it's true.
Everybody wants to buy this CD. They can go. Can they get it on your website, BridgetPurdy.net?
You know what? It's on Amazon. It's on iTunes. It's on CD Baby. It's on Spotify. And if you want a hard copy, then you will have to go to www.dirtshackrecords.com.
Now, Bridget,
hey,
I got a question
so,
for you.
Yes.
Do you like wings?
I love a good wing.
Now, buffalo
but
wings
I will
or hot
say,
wings?
I will say, this is my thing. I have a thing for fried chicken and waffles.
Okay.
That's my thing.
Okay.
That's my food. So if you could make a huge waffle, I mean fried chicken that's like a wing, I'd probably go for that.
How about if I was able to send you a couple of bottles out of our wing sauce?
Oh, I would love that. Oh, you just made my day. Absolutely.
Well, there it is. Now shoot me an email, john@defconsauces.com. Frank has all the information.
Okay.
And I'll shoot you out a couple of bottles. I really enjoyed your music. You've got a great freaking voice. It's cool. It's very cool. I'm a heavy metal guy. I love the thrash metal, the speed, all that the crazy shit. But it comes down to basics. When something sounds good, after I've had a few beers on a Friday night, I'm sitting back, relaxing, I hear a voice like that, I'm liking it.
Awesome.
So in other words, he's getting as turned on as I am by your music.
Oh my God, Frank!
No! See, therein lies the difference between us.
G-rated,
you're looking for a date.
G-rated,
I don't need
G-rated.
One. But no, it is R-rated. You welcome to the welcome to the machine. I am confident with myself. I wish you and Maggie could meet my wife. You would love my wife. Oh my God, she's an EMT. She's working in the hospital right now. It would be great. Maybe it could happen. I mean, actually, we'll be down in St. Louis, Missouri, for the World Championship Chili Cook-Off the end of September.
Oh, nice.
John,
if you're in the area.
John, did you just offer a threesome between you, your wife, and Bridget? I think that's
what
happened.
Man, your mind's in the gutter. What the hell's going on? What's wrong with you, dude? Maggie is, oh, my God. If you're talking anybody in the industry, Maggie is, oh, my God, she is the goddess of good. My wife is the goddess. She puts up with my dumb ass and has been doing it for 15 years now. God bless her soul.
All right. So, by the way, folks, go to her website, BridgetPurdy.net. There's a link here on our show. It's all you got to do is click on it. It takes you right to Bridget's website. I do love the new music, all kidding aside.
It,
and
it really
thank you
good.
For
really
coming
good.
On and letting us share the music to the listeners. And I hope you get lots and lots of orders from Russia.
Yeah, Kim Jong mentioned you. Oh, God. Now, Frank, do we have any food news tonight that Bridget could be part of?
Yes, we do. And, Bridget, do you want to stay on? Last time you were on, you were at the beach. Do you need to go?
I think I will have you guys finish off the show and just say thank you for having me.
She wants no part of food news. I get that.
I love food news, but I'm always on the go, and I was driving in, so I'm pulled to the side of the road waiting for LA traffic to die down.
See, this is so awesome. So you were talking to us while you're sitting in traffic. This is what makes our show so awesome.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Yeah.
Bridget, I'll tell you. I think it was the second show when I first met this guy. I think it was the second show. Oh, my God. I was always ecstatic about being on the radio. I was sitting out front. My parents and my wife and my parents went out to go to a steak place in Morristown, New Jersey. And all of a sudden, I got to go. They're right in the middle of dinner, and I'm sitting in a truck. You can see the truck from where we're sitting in, where everybody else is sitting in the restaurant. And I'm doing the radio show from inside my wife's truck.
Yes, that is showbiz, darling.
It is. No, it is. And to understand that and be part of that is like, wow, it opened up my eyes.
Everybody out there, check out Bridget's website. Go buy her music.
Absolutely.
It's fantastic CD.
She's a sweetheart.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me on. You have a wonderful day.
You're like the Darla of the Little Rascals.
I'm like the Little Rascals. Well,
that's a compliment.
Who would be the Rascals? Who would be the Rascals?
Well, you're talking to him.
Yeah,
I'm Spanky. He's Alfalfa.
Thanks, Bridget. Take care.
Take care, you guys.
All right, everybody.
I love you, darling.
I couldn't. You know, John, I'm bad at cutting people off. But anyway,
that was hard. You just that was bad. That was a bad cut.
That was a bad cut. But I'm sorry.
I cut her off mid sentence. That's not right. Oh, you know.
Hey, it's
no wonder you're
babe.
Single.
It's showbiz. All right, folks. We got to do food news. We got to hurry up and do food news. So here we go.
What do we got?
Give me some good ones. All right, here we go. Food news. This is what people in Russia are waiting for.
Yes.
McDonald's. Yes, McDonald's Corporation intends to implement a series of corporate layoffs. John, they're gonna let some people go in their operations.
Dun, dun, dun.
They are cutting administrative expenses $500 million. Now you ask
Think about that number for a minute. Think about that number for a minute. Go ahead.
Yeah, I will. Well, ask why, John. Why are they cutting these people?
Because they're useless.
No, because they're paying a bunch of freaks $15 an hour, so they've
right.
got to cut some of their what?
Imagine that. Imagine freaking that. Oh my God! You can, don't get me started. You really you have paramedics making $15 an hour, and you can't even make a burger right. And we talked about this last week. You can't make a burger right, and you want $15. Got it. I'm right on that. Next.
Yep. Well, they're cutting down the layers between the field consultants and the CEO, and they're getting rid of all the layers in the corporate company to cut costs so they can pay their people that are at the
cash
register.
I think the term should be exfoliating. You keep talking about layers. I think it should be exfoliating.
Administrative people. All right.
We're exfoliating humans. Anyway.
I'm Art.
Oh, you died out again. What? Get your head out of your pants. Where'd you go? Hello.
Yes, and you need to ask why did they sue their former tax officer?
Dude, I can't. I didn't hear the story because your phone sucks again.
Okay. What
I didn't
said
hear the
was
question.
Walmart.
I didn't. What, give me the lead up to the question.
Walmart.
Oh God,
has
here we go again. Oh, here we go again. Well, I hear Walmart.
All right, Walmart has sued their former tax executive, and the question is why? Because Lisa Wadlin has taken a position at Amazon.
Go, Lisa! Go, Lisa!
And
it's like
Walmart,
the Princess Leia of the Death Star. This is like, dude, this is, and Luke, her brother, probably works for like freaking Amazon. And this is, oh my God, this is great stuff. It's like Star Wars, corporate style.
Well, they have sued her because they're afraid she will give sensitive business information obtained at Walmart. And they have told the judge that she should not be employed by Amazon until the year 2020. So that's in.
Poor old Lisa. So okay, who she tells? Well, no, if she told this to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she wouldn't be able to hear it. She's too big. She's got a doily stuck in her ear.
Funny.
Ha!
People.
Dude, your phone sucks. Dude, your phone is in and out.
Because
you need a girlfriend. You don't do this to your phone.
I need. Well, yeah, I do need a girlfriend. Okay.
Because you're going in and out on the phone. This is. I'm not liking what's going on in my ear.
Maybe it's your ear. Okay. 50%.
No, it's not. Yeah. But yeah, my ear is the fact you go, good night. Yeah, you're screwing my ear. Oh, this is great.
50% of retail bakers saw a sales increase in 2018.
You said 50% of retail bakers? What?
Bakers.
Okay. Not bankers or beggars. Bakers.
What do you think the most profitable item in the bakery is?
Tax.
No, cookies. Cookies are the top selling bakery item and the most profitable at most retail bakeries. And the second spot, of course, is cakes, and third is bread.
Bread makes no money. But can I tell you a story about David's Cookies? Remember David's Cookies? Are they still even around? Who the fuck knows? Okay. We're going back to like 1990, and I liked the minimalist band called Kraftwerk. It's a German band. It's a little electronic. It's minimalist music. I was into that at the time. And we went to go see them at the Beacon Theater. And And so, okay, so we go, me and my acquaintance, her name was Lisa, we go to the Beacon Theater. And I had these tickets for Kraftwerk, because Kraftwerk never really played in the United States, ever. So I go, I got to go see them. And so, okay, we go to see Kraftwerk, and we go in front of the Beacon Theater, and it's just the gates are down. There's some schmuck sitting there on a stool behind the gate. And so I walk up, and I'm like, so what's going on? He goes, no, they canceled. They canceled. I'm like, what do you mean they canceled? Dude, I'm here to see Kraftwerk. What the fuck? He goes, no, they canceled. Well, there's no getting through this schmuck. So we walk around the corner, and we go back to get. Now we're going by the Dakota where Lenny got shot. Now I'm in a pissed off mood. Never really liked the Beatles. So there's the walkway by the Dakota or whatever. And so I laid down. Like, is this what you think? What are you talking about? Well, no, is this about where you think Lenny got shot? I lay down, and people are like, you asshole. Shut the fuck up. My fucking concert's canceled. So I get up from that, and across the street there's this thing called David's Cookies. We walk into David's Cookies. Okay. And the girl I was with at the time, I'll take one brownie and two of those cookies. Well, now I'm kind of hungry because I expected I'd get something to eat at the concert. Yeah, give me five of those cookies, give me six of those, and half a dozen of those. And he rings me up, this is 1990 prices, maybe even 1989 prices. He goes, that'll be like $18. I'm like, what the fuck planet are you from? For what? And I was like, what? For this, that, put my shit back. What's hers cost? Well, hers will be $8.70. I got you. All right, keep the nickel, dude, and walk. Give him $9. And she walks out. And, well, you don't have to be that rude. I was like, be that rude. The whole concert got canceled. I'm pissed. I have never paid that much for a goddamn like a couple of cookies and a brownie in my fucking life. Who the fuck is this David guy? I want to punch him in the face. This is like who the fuck charges this kind of shit in 1989 for freaking. This is stupid. What now? Now I go to Whole Foods and now I can buy asparagus water.
I was wondering where you were going with that story.
Yeah, I didn't either. I figured it was asparagus water and the whole paycheck, stupid Whole Foods crap. Oh, don't get me started. Whoa. All the women got little – they got dogs in their purses. Oh.
Are you done?
I'm done.
All right.
I'm done.
You mentioned it earlier. I'll mention it again. IHOP has changed their name.
IHOP. Yeah, IHOP. Dude, that is so wrong. I don't know who the hell bought them. Who the hell? They want to put them out of the business. I hobble. Yeah, just like, oh, no. Now you see when the old people go walk in an IHOP, oh, dude, it's so wrong. What? Why would they do that? Honestly,
well,
IHOB.
It's not the International House of Pancakes anymore. It's the International House of Breakfast.
And why did they say they changed it? This is the funny part.
Well, according to this story, they
this
just
is great.
It will stand for breakfast, replacing the current pancakes.
Right.
Because they don't think people
no,
eat
not the, not
people
the
don't
pancakes for breakfast or anything. No, fuck that. No, we never. Nobody ever had pancakes for breakfast. What the shit? Dude, they're so stupid.
IHOB.
Dude, that is like a horrible word. For four decades, 5 decades, 6 decades been IHOB? We're going to make it a B.
IHOP.
Why? Because B is for breakfast. Wow. Where's the count on Sesame Street so I know how to count to two, you freaking moron? Oh. You know, it's really.
Okay.
I hobble. Don't mind me. I got wheels on the back of my walker. That means I go super speed. Go ahead.
Okay. All right, let's go to another story. Wendy's, you know your favorite fast food company?
No, not my favorite. My only.
Okay,
just
your
because
only.
Just because it doesn't give me the shits.
Does this make you feel better that they're going to source vine-ripened tomatoes exclusively from greenhouses?
No, I hate tomatoes.
Hydroponic farms the hydroponic farms for their restaurants by early 2019.
You've already got one. Oh God, you already got one crony up here. What's up, Mr. Cecil?
Yep. So now Wendy's is getting into that whole greenhouse hydroponics bullshit. So
which is fine. I hate tomatoes. Why would I eat? Is it a vegetable or a fruit? Nobody even knows that one. Okay, I open it up. Everything going on inside of an opened up tomato looks like it's still in the larval stage. I'm sorry. I don't like eating a bag of snot. It's a bag of snot. It's not finished yet. The tomato never had a chance to finish. It's like it makes a big bag of snot, and then it falls off the vine, and then it rots on the ground and makes another plant, which never has a chance to finish. It's like Satan's fruit. It's like Satan did this purposely. You'll never find out your final form. It's like, oh my God, that's not Dragon Ball Z. You'll never find out your final form because I am Satan, and I tell the tomato you're wrong. Somehow, tomato pissed off Satan.
You know what? Maybe. Remember in the Garden of Eden, they all say that
I wasn't there.
Adam,
like, I can't say for a fact. I talked to Walter Cronkite. Well, the way it was.
Well, maybe, I just thought about this. Maybe Adam ate a tomato instead of an apple, based on your synopsis.
He bit into a bag of snot and didn't really like it that much. But no, but it was her. Mm-hmm. She bit into a bag of snot.
No, typical woman. She lured the dumb man to bite the apple because whatever.
No, that's like Chef of the Future for the honeymooners. It can core a apple. I'm Chef of the Future.
All right, let's go to another story. The European Union has imposed 25%.
It's the EU. It's pronounced EU.
Well, I know the EU has imposed duties of 25% on many U.S. agriculture products, including peanut butter, cranberries, and orange juice, due to Mr. Trump and his
his evil ways. Oh, Trump, he's evil. Yeah. He's just evil. Evil, 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 evil. Oh, please.
Back to McDonald's. This is another story you're going to like. McDonald's plans to deploy self-service kiosk and mobile order technology at 1,000 locations every quarter for the next 8 to 9 quarters, according to the company's CEO. Why, John? John, may I ask, why are they putting these kiosks in?
I don't know. You tell me, Frank.
Well, U.S. stores are trailing locations in Canada, Australia, and U.K. that already have the technology, and France and Germany are almost done because they're not going to pay $15 to have people take orders. They're going to have kiosks and computers and robots.
Oh, my God.
That's a good job.
Oh, my God.
Imagine.
Let me still.
I mean, it's like, you know what? We actually sit around here every week, and we have crystal balls in front of us. Do you understand this? And we've made.
We're like the land of lost, dude, right now when it comes to fucking fast food. People are like, oh my God, minimum wage was not supposed to be your source of income, mm-hmm. your primary source of income.
I know.
Minimum wage was made when you're like 16, 17 years old, and you're cutting your teeth on what it means to work. And then a job comes, and then you make more than that. And now some people just decided, no, that's the way I want to go. Okay, that's all good. What makes you think that making my burger wrong gives you $15 an hour? What does my wife, who's an EMT, who saves lives, and like in an ambulance, and does all the intubation and does all that stuff, makes the same amount of money. And if she gets it wrong, someone dies. If you get it wrong, you get a pissed off customer. There's a difference.
the big difference, because nobody can do what your wife does with the kiosk. They can make burgers, but they're not going to save a life. And we predicted this, what, about a year ago? Maybe longer.
Right, yeah. Easily a year ago.
All right.
The whole $15 an hour thing pisses me the fuck off. It honestly does, because $15 an hour, good God, man. The minimum wage is not supposed to be your primary source of income. That's what your kid's supposed to make. It is.
Well, as we predicted, they're now putting kiosk and robots in the McDonald's, and probably within the next 2 years, we're going to have...
By us, the nearest Wendy's to us, they give you the option. Do you want to talk to the person who's going to make it wrong, or do you want to plug it into the robot? No, they have it. You have your choice. You have your choice. What the fuck? Let's see what this happened. My God, I used a robot, and I got a double hamburger plain without shit on it. It's amazing.
Yep.
No, I use the human, and the human, I get guts on my hamburger. I don't want guts. I don't need ketchup. I don't want crap. I want meat and bread. I'm very simple. I'm a very, very simple man. I need meat and bread. Oh. I'll put my own salt and pepper on my own meat.
Yes.
It's fine. But the kiosk got it right, but the human didn't. So why am I paying the human $15 an hour, which is what my wife makes being an EMT certified on the books? What the frick?
Bottled water.
I always enjoy this one. This is cool. All right, go.
Well, bottled water is the top-selling beverage product in the U.S. for the second year in a row, according to the International Bottled Water Association. Bottled water volume.
According to who? According to who?
Of course, the Bottled Water Association and Beverage Marketing Corporation.
Right. Yes.
Bottled water volume grew 13.7 billion gallons, a 7% increase over the previous year, while sales now total – listen to this. Listen to how much bottled water is sold. This would blew me away.
Oh, dude, it's crazy. It's crazy.
$18.5 billion of domestic bottled water, and there was an increase of 5.5% of sparkling water in 2017, a 27.5% increase of imported water. So,
because people are fucking morons. They're all freaking morons. Dude, I drank out of the hose. All right, I cut my hand to drink out of the forgot. I still do it. I cut my hand under the faucet and drink. Oh my God, I have not grown a conjoined twin. I'm healthy. I'm very healthy. It's like people, I can't drink the water that comes into my house. Oh, but you serve it to your kids, don't you? No, shut up.
All right,
you know.
Mark your calendar. It is now 2018, right?
Yes, it is.
5 years from now, a group of researchers plan to conduct a trial of salt intake, according to a proposal in the Journal of Hypertension. The goal is to determine...
Wait. The Journal of Hypertension. The Journal of Hypertension. Are you serious?
Wait, it gets better. The goal of the test is to determine if very low sodium levels can actually make health worse. Okay, you hear me?
We need a salt lick in every house. The children need the salt licks before they go to school.
Studies finding higher death rates and rates of heart attacks and strokes in people who are following low Sodium
diets. Yes.
Low.
That's because we are that's because the humans came from the sea. You see, the sea has salt in it. That's why the humans need salt. It's really man. You don't have to throw an apple too far to see the tree. It's like, what the fuck? People are so stupid. Oh my God!
If we
salt, you need salt. You know, if a human does not have salt for about I'm gonna say a couple of months, they die. if they don't have water for let's say about a week, less than that, but they die unless you're a SEAL or something like that, where you're the awesome military guy. But okay, you need salt, you need water. Is that?
We won't know, but no, you're not. That's not true. We won't know this till 2023 because it's going to be a five-year study.
Of course, you won't. And we won't know if global warming is really a thing till 2354. It's like what the fuck? It's like okay, we're gonna, dude. It's oh my God.
All right, now
you're killing me.
Have you ever been to the self-checkout at, like, Walmart or Target?
I don't go to Target because I'm not sure which bathroom to go to. And Walmart, I don't like seeing safari animals in spandex.
Well, there is a class.
I'm being honest. I hate both stores with a passion.
Wait, but have you noticed when you're at the self checkout, they have these video cameras? Have you ever noticed that? And there's a screen there. Like
I have not been in a Walmart in over a year, and I don't remember. But I think it was in Texas. I was in a Target because I needed something for a trade show years ago.
Well,
I don't go to those.
There are video cameras videoing you every person who goes to the self checkout. Now, are you ready for this?
There is
a class action suit against Walmart
for unlawfully
recording people as they use self checkout kiosks. Yes.
Yeah. God forbid the store looks in at you. See if you're stealing shit in one of those stores. Oh, God forbid. No, we're trying to save money here. We're gonna go to your. Oh man, look at how much shit. Man, she took 2-3 hams down those pants. What the frick? Dude, are you kidding me?
Yep.
We call that loss prevention.
Yep, there is a class action suing Walmart because they're videoing people without their approval while they go.
That's going to lose. You're out. 1-2-3 strikes, you're out. 1-2-3 strikes, you're out. It's like Bugs Bunny going against the gasoline gorillas or whatever the hell it was. 1-2-3 strikes, you're out. Ugh.
All right, here you go. You're going to like this one too. This one cracks me up. Adoption of a plant-based diet. You with me so far?
All right, you're adopting
could,
a plant.
No, plant-based diet.
I'm joking.
Could cut food emissions between 61 to 73% in the U.S., according to a study.
What? Food emission?
Food emissions, yes.
That means farting.
Well, I guess.
Farting or expulsion of solids. Is that, am I correct?
The study found that worldwide adoption of vegan eating would reduce global agricultural land by about 3.1 billion hectare acres.
Oh, my God!
I'm just reading this.
It's an epiphany.
Yep, so. Huh?
I've had an epiphany.
So what kind of epiphany have you had?
I got a Woody.
If you adopt a plant-based diet, you will save the environment.
Yes, you're taking. Okay, we're trying to save emissions of methane. So we want you to eat more plants so you fart more. Okay, you see where I'm going with this? This is not a complex like X equals Y thing. No, this is equals eat vegetables, fart. There's no, that's what happens. That's what happens. But, oh, if we just kill all the cattle, because that's what vegans want to do, because I guess that would be the vegan thing to do is kill the cattle, then everybody can fart in peace because the cattle aren't farting because that was the reason for global warming, climate change, global cooling, whatever the climate du jour is.
Do you want to hear the science behind it?
Oh, why not?
Hit
me with it, babe.
Just listen to this line, and then you can comment.
Hit me. Oh, this is great. This is going to be good. Good.
Compared to pea growers, okay? Compared to pea growers, low-impact beef farmers use 36 times more land.
Low-impact pea growers. What the fuck does that mean? I'm a low-impact pea grower. Do I get a certificate? I'm a low-impact pea grower. What the fuck is that? Oh.
Beef farmers use 36 times more land.
Beef farmers. That just sounds bad. You're in a waste. But you're in a waste facility. I'm a beef farmer. No. You're farming on people's peace. Oh God, this is horrible. Oh, my mind is melting. Go ahead.
I don't make this shit up. That was actually a story in Newsweek. That they actually interviewed and did a study that pea farmers actually impact the 36 times more land, less land, and emit more emissions than a beef farmer.
And I want a bumper sticker. I am a low impact pea farmer. Could you imagine everybody? Man, I'll tell you what. You would get handshakes, you get headbutts, you get all this bullshit. I'm a low impact pea farmer. That would be a bumper sticker. I've yet to see one.
Okay. Two more stories and we got 4 minutes. Dairy companies are promoting what's called A2 milk for consumers who avoid milk because of indigestion. A2 milk is produced by a subset of cows that produce milk lacking a protein associated with milk.
Okay. We finally have a Monsanto story. Low-impact cows. Next thing you know, there'll be low-impact cows that are pea farmers. You got to be – this is such bullshit. This is such freaking bullshit. We have cows that have no lactose. Why? Because Monsanto said so. Oh, get the freak out of – oh, that's bullshit.
But wait, John.
Oh.
But it costs an extra dollar per gallon for this special milk.
Oh, of course it does. Because you have to understand our profit margin that we don't have. Because we make it all for you because you're buying this crap.
All right, and the last story, here we go. Sensory-based, you're going to love this one too. Ready? Now, let's take this all in. Just sit very quietly and absorb this
story. Yeah, take it all
ready?
In. Take it deep. Just a tip.
Sensory-based food education. That alone is funny.
Sensory-based food education. Oh, this is good. Can we go back to the 14s? Go ahead.
Increases children's willingness to choose vegetables, berries, and fruit, according to a study from the University of Eastern Finland. The researchers found 3 to 5-year-old children involved in baking and cooking or growing their own vegetables had an increased willingness to choose vegetables, berries, and fruit.
Oh, my God!
Especially
we called it home economics when I was growing up. They taught that in school. Not anymore. Jesus. Fucking stupid people.
All
right. Home ec. Remember, you were there. You did home ec.
No, I didn't do home ec. I did shop.
There was both. You did both. That was a requirement in my high school. I guess we had a multitask in Jersey.
I didn't do home ec. I don't know about your
home
school.
Home ec, we had no choice. That was junior high, and no, that was actually that was junior high. In high school, you did metal shop, wood shop, and then you had the car shop.
they
don't teach that shit anymore. No, we're gonna teach you wrong history and run with that. And we're gonna teach you stuff you'll never need later in life.
Way,
go with that. But we're pissed off because we're not paid enough and we only work 6 months a year. So wait, who am I to say?
John, we're out of time.
You got me going.
We gotta go. You ready to end it?
Yeah, I gotta take a dump. Yeah, all right. Well, hey guys, it's been nice talking to you. Tomorrow, the Fishawack in Chatham, New Jersey train station. I said it not in Russian this time. We'll be going on from we'll be set up from eight to four. Come on by. Other than that, we got stuff coming up, but we'll talk about that next week. Hey, same bat time, same bat channel. Take it easy, world. U.S. Let's get over 50%. Okay.
Yeah. And by the way, check out BridgetPurdy.net for her new CD. We're out of here. Thank you, Russia.
You heard the
Thank
voice.
You
heard the voice. By the voice.
We're out.
I keep gritting my teeth, I keep hitting the ground. Got my hands full of grease, fingernails whittled down. They pick me up and they put me down. But when the smoke done settled, I stood my ground. Now ashes to ashes, dust to dust. I've been kept in the fog, now I'm ready to bust. If you live my life, you ain't got time to trust. I've been blue collar pride since I rode the bus. Saw my life on the line, blood, sweat, and the grind. I live what I spit, bullshit in the side. Always been first place, I ain't got time to tie. So you can put away the hearse, I ain't got time to die. They pick me up and they put me down. Drag my name all over town. Brush them off and held my ground. I'm still standing here. Oh, this is my life and this is my road. It feels like home to me. And all of you that had your doubts are just a memory. I know that this road is so damn tough and my back's up against the wall. I'll pick myself back up again and prove to all of y'all that we ain't no punks.
Hell no!
No, we ain't no punks.
Hell no!
We stand our ground, make our family proud, and show you how to get her done. No, we won't back down. No, we won't back down. Through a cloud of smoke, you gon' see my ass as I raise hell through your town. They pick me up and they put me down. Drag my name all over town. Brush them off and held my ground. I'm still standing here. They pick me up and they put me down. Drag my name all over town. Brush them off and held my ground. I'm still standing here.
Smoke settle clear. I'll be staring at the world through my rearview mirror. All I need is my crowd and my crowd gonna cheer. When life is tough, just shift another gear. Now pump your fist like this. Raise hell, mother. Raise hell, mother. Now pump your fist like this. Pump your fist. Pump your fist.
They pick me up and they put me down. Drag my name all over town. Brush them off and held my ground. I'm still standing here. In the woods from the trailer parks, this good old boy done become a star. Now the dead made a dream, now my dream took me far. I'm still standing here. I love the crowd cause they lift me up when they're screaming out my name. If I'm going down tonight, then I'm going down in flames. They pick me up and then put me down. Drag my name all over town. Brush them off and held my ground. I'm still standing here.
The gas on the sandy beach. You'll get high from riding 8 seconds deep. I get high from the needle on my back with ink. And how some of you suckers wanna be like me. Got no time for paparazzi, taking my shot. I got no time for the critics that don't want my spot. Got no time for the job, I'll see you at the top. I'm never gonna quit and I'll never, never stop.
They pick me up and then put me down. Drag my name all over town. Brush them off and held my ground. I'm still standing